Parshat Tazria begins with the instruction of the Tuma of Leda. When a baby is born, if a boy is born, so the mother is Tamei 7 days, and then she's Tahor for 33 days. And when a girl is born, the mother is Tamei for 14 days, and then Tahor for 66 days. But the way the Pasuk presents it, it actually talks about the Yalda Zafar, the 7 days, and it says, and the bris is on the 8th day, and then there's 33 days of Tara. So you have Yimei Tura, mentioning the Yimei Tuma, mentioning the bris, and then the Yimei Tara. So the Bar Yosef and other people asked, why is the bris stuck in here, right in the middle of the section of the laws of Tuma and Tara? Parshat Tazria is mostly about the laws of Tuma and Tara, all sorts of Tumas and Taras. All different forms of Tuma. So why right in the middle there? Yes, it does fit a little bit. We're talking about a boy being born, so you can mention the bris on the 8th day. But why is it mentioned right here in that context? And the Bar Yosef says that, of course, that it comes to teach us a very important idea. What's that idea? So to understand that, he said, you have to look at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in order for this baby to develop. Because we say that we all come from what's like a tipas rucha, a disgusting drop. Disgusting drop. That's what it is. The zera, that's all we are. There was a cell, an embryo, a little embryo that got fertilized, and that develops in the mother's body.
Why is it disgusting?
It's pretty disgusting. But it's just a little piece of dirt.
It's very insignificant.
Yeah, very, yeah. Tipas rucha, I think that means smelly. It's probably smelly. Okay, so tipas rucha, so like masriach, right? That's a masriach, right? So smelly. So this smelly drop turns into a wonderful, beautiful human being. So you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do? He had to protect this baby. First of all, the baby is fed from the mother. The baby gets its immune system from the mother. And I don't know, the temperature's in there, according to some Amrei Chazal, it's like really hot in there. If it weren't the baby, like, we wouldn't really survive in there. But this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that even though Me'ah Shal Isha Merutachin, and Natun B'toch Me'ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshamro, this is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with the whole... what's the liquid around it called? But the shafir and the shalya and the sandal, everything that the baby is inside, all the amniotic fluid, baby, that the baby is surrounded by there, that's all protecting the baby. And the baby grows, and it grows the right limb and the right pace. The baby doesn't just, it's not just, it starts as a tiny baby, becomes a big baby in the 9 months. It goes this limb, it goes that body part, it goes the whole way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite Chachma made the body develop in that way. And when, if you look at this birthing process, you'd be astounded and so impressed with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, and you'd have to just give praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the chasadim he did that made every single person who grew from those single cells to become the full-fledged baby that is eventually born. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been guarding this baby mitchilat yitzirato ad lirato. So what does that have to do with the bris milah? Because we know there's a well-known story of Turnus Rufus asking Rabbi Akiva about bris milah. First asked Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, tell me, whose ma'asim are better, humans or HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So what does Rabbi Akiva answer? Humans! So, you know, pretty shocking, because you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the best. So why do you do bris milah? He says, I knew that's who you're about to ask me. That's why I said humans. So he said, of course, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, if Hashem wanted us to all have a bris milah, why didn't Hashem make us that way? Hashem could have been born circumcised, not have that piece of skin develop and grow. So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he really wanted that, why didn't he do that? So says to Rabbi Akiva, Hashem wanted to include us in this masa. Hashem wanted to include us. We have a role in the world. He gave us the mitzvah. So he gave us a role in the Bria, in the birth of this child. Now, says the Bar Yosef, you can understand something here about this Parsha. Because if you look from Yetzirat Havlad at Shat Halida, from Mitipa Srucha Mitava Nefesh Lema, from that tiny drop, it becomes this full-fledged soul, this full-fledged person. And all the Evarim, and all the Gidim, and all the Chushim, and all the ability to breathe, and taste, and see, and hear, and everything that happens, Mimido, Mishkal, Minyan, and there's nothing extra, it's all B'dikta Gamor. If you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just made a heart, and kidneys grow, and he made lungs, and he made arms, and he made legs, you really think HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have not put on a foreskin? He could have. It's so clear. If you're paying attention to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for this baby, it is so clear. So clearly, Rabbi Akiva's answer is right. It's clearly because we have a role in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being metzar, where we become his partners when we do this. And therefore, the Kavan Azo, the Torah put the mitzvah milah right here in the middle of Tuma and Tara. Because Tuma and Tara also. What? Especially when it comes to, there's a little bit of background of the laws of Tuma Tahara. The laws of Tuma Tahara, the woman does bleed. That's what these Yemei Tuma are and Yemei Tahara are. The woman is bleeding. And somehow, during the Yemei Tuma, the blood is Tamei, and during the Yemei Tahara, the blood is Tahor. There's a little bit of machloket in the Gemara, if it's considered Mimayan Echad, or Shnei Mayanot, if it's all coming from the same source, and just the Torah said, this one is Tamei, this one's Tahor, it's from two different sources, especially according to the one that it's the same. So the Torah is saying it's the same, just these were considering Tamei, and these were considering Tahor. What? I don't understand. That's the point. The minute you get to day 33 or day 66, right, of the count since the birth, so now it's Tamei, now it's Tahor, each one after the 7 days, after the 14 days. In other words, the Torah tim al yamim elu, the Torah tir al yamim acherim b'li shum tam, without reason. It's all mayan echad. All the blood is the same, just the Torah said these are Tamei and these are Tahor. Why would it do it? By giving us a mitzvah to say your tummy then, separate. Your tower then, you don't need to separate. Your tummy, separate. And here's a Tahara process. And you go to mikvah and you become Tahor. The Torah gave us something to do. Then now we are part of the process. And the way we see that is by the Torah sticking in the words of Mila right in between the Tuma Tahara. They're saying, the boy is born, you're tummy for 7 days, there's a bris Mila on day 8, and then you're Tahara for 33 days. Why is the bris Mila right there mentioned in that breath, in that sentence? To teach you this ever-important idea. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made us without the mitzvah Tuma Tahara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made us without the mitzvah Mila, and he could have made us not needing a circumcision. But he wanted all of us to be his partners and have a role in the mitzvot, and a role in the world, in perfecting the world. He wanted us to be his partners in this, and therefore, that is why the pasuk is stuck in right there, says the Bar Yosef. And so we have to remember the mitzvot, especially we do the mitzvot of Tumah Tahara, especially we do the mitzvot of Mila, but all the mitzvot. We are partnering with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, being metaka in the world with the mitzvot that a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants us to do. He designed the world with his infinite wisdom in a way that we do the mitzvot and partner with him. So we have to remember that and be mekayim all the mitzvot. And Bezat Hashem be zoche to all the schar of partnering Kiv Yachol with a Kaddish Baruch Hu in the Bria and forming the world.